Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast with your hosts, Celia Williamson, Ashley Kuchar, Louis Guardiola, and Carrie Shaw, a podcast devoted to those whose job it is to help others get or remain mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, but who also need to take care of themselves.
How we're going to do this? By first showing you the filtered, pretty version of success, and then the real struggles, real work, and raw grit it took to get there, how they took care of themselves and also achieved their goals while doing it.
Together, we will work with you to improve and maintain your internal health and growth while helping you achieve your external goals and your next professional achievement in life.
And we're excited to show you how to follow your own individual and unique path and achieve the dreams you have while taking good care of yourself. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast. I'm Dr. Celia Williamson, and this week in our episode, I really want to talk about fear, and it's the fear of change, right? The fear of transformation, the fear of growing. And so I'm taking this excerpt out of the Essence Book of Days, and it really talks about life being like a trapeze. And it says, sometimes I feel my life is a series of trapeze swings, right? I'm either hanging on to a trapeze bar, swinging along for a few moments in my life, and then I'm hurtling across space in between trapeze bars, right? Ever feel that way? Most of the time, I'm hanging on for dear life to my trapeze bar of the moment. It carries me along at a certain steady rate of swing. And I have the feeling that I'm in control of my life because I'm hanging on to that trapeze bar. I know what's going on. You know, I know most of the right questions and even some of the right answers in my life. But once in a while, I look ahead of me into the distance and I see another trapeze bar swinging toward me. It's empty. And I know this is the new trapeze bar that has my name on it. And it's my next step. It's my growth. It's my aliveness coming to get me. In my heart of hearts, I know that for me to grow, I must release my grip on the present well-known bar and move to the next one. If you ever had that intense fear, but you know life is coming to get you, to take you to the next trapeze bar. Each time it happens to me, I'm filled with terror. It doesn't matter that in all my previous hurdles across the void of unknowing, I've always made it. Each time I'm afraid I will miss and I will be crushed on the rocks below, but I do it anyway. Perhaps this is the essence of what the mystics call the faith experience. No guarantees, no net, no insurance policy. But you do it anyway because somehow to keep hanging on to the old bar is no longer on the list of alternatives. And so for an eternity that can last a microsecond, or a thousand lifetimes, I soar across the dark void. It's called transition. I have come to believe that it's the only place where real change occurs. I've noticed that in our culture, this transition zone is looked upon as a scary, confusing place that must be gotten through as fast and as unconsciously as possible. What a waste. Transition zones should be honored, even savored. They are the most alive, passionate, expansive moments in our lives. So let's give ourselves permission to hang out in the transition between trapeze bars. It can be terrifying, but it can also be enlightening. Hurling through the void, we just may learn how to fly. I remember somebody telling me a story about his baby dying. and how he felt like he was holding on to that trapeze swing. And then through the force of the death, hurling onto the next trapeze swing. And in that moment, in that 48 hours, those number of days, he grieved greatly and learned the most about life. So I don't wish tragedy upon anybody, but as you transition, as you transform, hopefully from one great trapeze to an amazing trapeze, whatever that transition is in life, that you grab hold to that next trapeze. But as you are transitioning, that you take the lesson, learn the lessons that are they're there to teach you, to give you the wisdom that you need as you move on to that next trapeze. So whether it's going to back to school and the terror and the fear of doing that, whether it's trying to learn how to open your own business, whether it's like me starting a podcast, I never even listened to podcasts. I had no idea of the equipment you need. I had no idea how to make it record or any of those things. Tremendous fear. But I knew I wanted to grab hold to that next trapeze swing. I wanted to learn, have that skill, have that knowledge, and speak. And this is the second podcast. I actually do another podcast called Emancipation Nation, focused on human trafficking. And I've had almost 200 episodes there. But I wanted, it was a fear. It was an excitement. But some of us are so afraid, we won't even allow ourselves to dream, right? We won't even allow. And if we did dream, we wouldn't dare say it out loud and let another person hear for fear they might laugh at us. They might think we're ridiculous. You can't ever do that. And so we squelch our fear, our dream. We push it down. We hang on to that same trapeze swing that we've hung on to way too long. And so I just want you to think about, what are your hopes and what are your dreams? And are you using fear to hold yourself back? Are you still hanging on to the same trapeze swing when you know there's one coming at you? But it requires you to let go of the familiar trapeze swing, and for a moment in time to be hurling through the space without a net to grab onto that next trapeze swing. Don't cheat yourself out of life. Don't cheat yourself out of dreams. You know, the guy said, get in the game and play. You know, we sometimes we want to go to the game. We just want to be a spectator. We want to sit in the stands. But you only have one life. Get out in the field and play. Be who you dreamed of being. It's okay. Do it. You know, I went from living in a very poor neighborhood, welfare, food stamps, WIC, to having a PhD, right? To becoming a distinguished full professor, which less than 25% of professors across the U.S. become, and even less are women, and even less are people of color. But I had that dream, and I was willing to put the hard work behind it. I was willing to fight the fear every day, and that's what you have to do. You have to fight that fear and fight through that fear. You know, sometimes people say, oh my God, she's having a breakdown. And no, sometimes it's a breakthrough. You know, sometimes you're becoming something that you know you want to be, but people around you think, oh my God, what is she? She can't do that. What is she doing? She must be crazy, must be having a breakdown. You might be having a breakthrough. So surround yourself with people who encourage you and inspire you and motivate you to let go of that trapeze swing and grab hold to that new one and breathe new life into the life you have. Thank you for listening, and just think about it. Am I living my life through fear? Or should I really start pursuing my dreams? Thank you. That concludes this week's episode. And remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care.